I could tell that our first grandson was going to be a busy little guy when he was just a little guy. He wasn't even in school yet. He was already immersed in a project of some kind. And when I mean he got immersed, he got immersed. And one day he was involved first in a detailed coloring project where he was intently working to have it just right, you know. And then there was a large puzzle he was focused on completing. And what he hadn't taken time for recently, well, was what a lot of little boys don't take time for. A bathroom stop? Too busy, you know. Knowing this boy understood video functions very well, his dad just said, "Time for a bathroom break. Don't you think it's time to hit pause?" Without looking up from his current project, our grandson said in all sincerity, "I don't have a pause." I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about hitting pause. Some of us have a father, actually a heavenly father, who's saying to us, "It's time to hit pause." But we're moving really fast. We're focused on the demands and the projects in front of us, and we're saying, "I don't have a pause." Well, that's a bad idea. In Psalm 46:10, our word for today from the Word of God, he says, "Be still and know that I am God." Hit pause and remember who's really in charge here, whose battle this really is, and whose plans you're supposed to be pursuing. God may be trying to get you to slow down or stop right now so he can show you some things that you're never going to see if you're on the run. It could be you've been running ahead of the Lord's timing, or you've been pursuing what you want instead of what he wants. Isaiah quotes the Lord as saying, "Woe to the obstinate children, to those who carry out plans that are not mine." Those are pretty sobering words. Often we can't see that we're trying desperately to make something work that wasn't God's idea in the first place. He has to pull us over to the side of the road for us to realize we're on the wrong road. Or maybe you've been neglecting the regular time out that God calls a Sabbath. You're all accelerator, no brakes. You're violating God's created order of taking regular rest. It's possible that God's been trying to say some very important things to you, things that would bring sense to your swirling world, but you can't hear it because you're running so fast. Whatever the reason for your nonstop pace, I know there has to be someone listening right now to whom God is saying, "It's time to hit pause." Don't ignore his call to be still and know that he is God. If we don't choose to slow down, he will, as the 23rd Psalm says, make us lie down in green pastures. He's a lot of creative ways to get you to slow down if you don't choose to slow down. Health, finances, crises, family problems. He asks us to pause, or ultimately makes us pause, not to punish us, but to refit us. He's wanting to slow you down for work that needs to be done, for refueling that you desperately need, for retooling, for redirecting you back into the center of his will. And he's actually wired us to do what his son did at the beginning of his unbelievably busy days here on earth, to spend quiet time with him, to hit pause each new day so we can hear our master's voice before we hear any other, so we can appropriate our master's resources, see things through his eyes, experience our master's healing touch, and receive our master's orders for that day. When you don't hit pause, you'll end up running right past the God that you can't do without.
Thanks, Ron. Did you know Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has been active in bringing hope to Native America now for 30 years? God is raising up a generation of young Native leaders through On Eagle's Wings. To find out more about On Eagle's Wings, you can visit our website, hutchcraft.com. That's hutchcraft.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.